This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. It is the first day of school in the Greeley-Evans district, and families are weighing health concerns with their need to have kids in school. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports. Hola.
It's just before the first bell at Centennial Elementary School, and Alexandra Castaneda is dropping off her son and niece for their first day of school. She says she feels nervous.
Because I got a newborn at home, so I'm kind of skeptical. Like, I really don't want to send them, but with the newborn too and working a full-time job, is kind of hard to not put them in school.
Her niece Navina, a fifth grader, says the virus is scary, but she's impressed her school has found a way to open, even if it's only a few days a week. I'm Natalia Navarro, reporting from Evans.
The Denver Nuggets won their first playoff game today against the Utah Jazz. CPR's Corey Jones watched the excitement.
Monday's match kicked off the basketball playoffs for the NBA, and it was an incredibly close game that went into overtime. The Nuggets prevailed 135 to 125. The game saw an offensive showdown between two young stars, Utah's Donovan Mitchell, who scored 57 points, and Jamal Murray, whose 36 points led the Nuggets. Denver has now won all four games against Utah this season.
CPR's Corey Jones. The teams face off in Game 2 of the Best of 7 series on Wednesday afternoon. Coming up on the program, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot talks about her response to protests in her city and a scheduled conversation on racial justice with Joe Biden at the Democratic Convention. That story is coming up next here on All Things Considered. Also coming up, what is it like to watch a place that you love burn and keep burning for days on end? That's what far too many people are experiencing in the high country right now, including in Glenwood Springs.
When we watched the flames tear over the No Name Ridge and down into No Name, I remember my girlfriend pretty much collapsed, and we both cried watching it from the Red Mountain Trail because you're just so helpless.
A firsthand account of living through the Grizzly Creek fire coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 93 in Denver, 83 in Vail, 97 for Grand Junction, 75, make that 95 in Pueblo. This is CPR.